Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Ladies and gentlemen and bellies and girls, welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Could be five, could be a little bit longer today. We have some news. The news is starting off with Samsung today and some people kind of complaining about their new Galaxy S8. What are they complaining about? Well, they're unable to charge their unit after using Samsung's fast charging pad. Whoops! Now, more than likely, this is pointing to a firmware issue. So it should be an easy remedy from Samsung. On top of that, that's not the only thing we've been hearing about the new Galaxy S8. Some people are saying, hey, that screen on the front kind of cracks pretty easy. Yes, folks over there at Reddit and other places over the interwebs have said, hey, I've dropped my phone and what do you know, it's cracked just like that. Again, we don't know exactly how they dropped their phone or if this could be a manufacturing defect. That remains to be seen. What we do know is if these trends continue, Samsung's gonna have to be hiring a whole bunch of PR people very soon. Cause it's all fresh in our minds about that exploding Note 7. Yeah, yep, still is. Well, I guess the folks over there at Apple, including Tim Cook, feel that their stores are becoming a bit outdated. So it's time to make things a little hip. Oh, and trendy. Yep, Apple is deciding that maybe some of their biggest stores may need a little bit of a makeover. And when I mean biggest, I mean about 500 retail stores. So what are we going to see in the redesign? Well, apparently Apple will be adding conference rooms. Oh boy, how boring is that? And new video screens. Okay, that's a little cooler. They're also going to be adding trees to about 100 locations by the end of this year. So no more fake crap. The biggest decision? They're going to change the name of the Genius Bar to what? The Genius Grove. Ooh, so now you can tell your hip and trendy friends, let's go down to the Genius Grove. On with more news now, coming from Google and how you are seeing your search results now, particularly if it comes up to fake news. Yes, Google announced yesterday a new set of changes to its search engine to deliver you higher quality results and limit that fake crap coming your way. Pretty much what this comes down to is search rankings, feedback tools, and transparency practices. At least that's what was indicated in their blog post yesterday. Bing Gomes, as the VP of engineering over there, actually said the updated guidelines provide clear examples of low quality results, including misleading information, unexpected offensive results, hoaxes, and unsupported conspiracy theories. Yeah, I know, they could have just shortened all that and just said fake news. Regardless, we should be seeing the changes in these algorithms as we speak. Get ready to gather the kiddos around the television now, because their YouTube Kids app is now available on smart televisions. That is, if you have an LG, a Samsung, and a Sony Smart TV. And of course, if you're in one of the participating countries that actually supports the app. You want to know those countries? Head on over to YouTube. It's all there. As we said, there ain't much difference between what was on the tablet and what's on top of the TV now. But then again, we're talking about kids. Kids kind of want to see, just like what they seen on their tablet or whatever they were watching it on, up on the big screen so it looks familiar to them. And finally, we all know about those sci-fi movies and stuff, you know, like where they copy a person's voice and pretend to be them. Yeah, it's science fiction, isn't it? Not anymore. Yep, that's right. Thanks to a Canadian AI company, they now just need a sample of about 1 minute of your voice and they can copy it and pretty much make you say anything you want. Or should I say they want. According to the company, they have a set of algorithms that can reproduce anyone's voice with just a minute of sample audio. Holy crap, this is kind of scary. Now, thank goodness the technology isn't quite just there yet. There are some imperfections here and there in the audio, so you might be able to tell it's, shall we say, a computer re-emulating your voice, but it's so close, it's scary. And it won't be long before we can throw out the whole, I didn't say that, because chances are you probably did, it was just your computer that said it for you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. See for yourself. Get on over there, check out all of our podcasts, get subscribed to them, check out our blog, and a review section is over there for you, too. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Get your behind over and join us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show. no, there won't be a Thursday edition. No, there won't be a Friday edition. And no, there won't be a Monday edition. Sorry, boys and girls. I shall have to be away on some business. But we will be back next Tuesday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over that period of time. It'll probably be a long freaking show. Maybe we'll do a part one, part two. In any case, hope you have a great remaining week. Have a great weekend ahead. We'll see you next week. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.